Alex, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good.
Who's going to win, Michigan, Michigan State?
Yep, my pick for the two rounds of golf is going to be Michigan State 31 and Michigan 24.
31-24. All right. I disagree with you on that. I think it's going to be higher scoring, but it's going to be a great day, and we look forward to that. You know, I was out visiting with you yesterday, and your parking lot was full. There were a lot of Michigan State fans out at your facility. How come?
You know, we have the Downtown Coaches Club, the football booster club for Michigan State, holds their weekly luncheons at our facility. Home games, it's every Friday, and on away games, it's on Thursday. And yesterday, you combine the Michigan game with gorgeous October weather, which people love to play golf in October, I think, more than any month of the year. I mean, you anticipate the spring, but October just is the finest time to play golf. The courses are still beautiful. I mean, the temperature's just right. So you combine all that. We had a full parking lot yesterday. We will again today. And yeah, it was it's pretty nice. I love this time of year.
Well, I saw all those football boosters out there. It was like a football game with all the green there. I also, before, I want to talk Ryder Cup with you, but I think you guys are getting kind of lucky, all the purveyors of golf courses, because the weather over the next 7 to 10 days is going to be pretty favorable.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The weather, you know, October is all about the weather. It can snow, it can be this, but you know, with the fall rates that everybody runs this time of year, and it is, everybody wants to get that last round of golf in, and if they can do it on a 75 degree day, that's just a bonus. So, yeah, it's perfect weather, and we'll be open until it snows.
Alex, what do you do once it gets too cold and the snow starts to fall? Is there any work done out on the course? Or you pretty much just what do you do?
Well, you know, the winter time is the time to, you do some projects, you know, you do your tree trimming and cutting of, you know, you get the trees that have died, you cut them down. But my guys spend a big part of the time, you got to remember, there's about 30 mowers between the two golf courses. They have to be maintained. They've got to be, the reels got to be sharpened. It's a lot of maintenance that goes into you know, it's not like your lawnmower at home where you change the oil once a year and sharpen the blades one time. You know, this is, they're a little more sophisticated than that, and so my guys spend a lot of time doing that. And then, of course, our facilities have the banquet facility, the banquet operation, and the wedding chapel, and all that kind of stuff. So it's not a seasonal business for us. It's year round, nonstop. For, you know, we employ a lot of people, 250 employees at the height of the season, and still even through the winter, we run with 100 plus employees. So, you know, it's an operation that it's not just a recreational seasonal business for us.
Alex, before we let you go, I want to get your take on the Ryder Cup. You've had a few days to absorb what you saw. It looked like the international team just had an insurmountable lead. The U.S. Made a gallant effort at the end.
Yep.
And, boy, did that European team really bask in the glory of winning.
Yeah, they did. They did, but you know, they deserve to. And you know, I mean, it's, to me, golf is such a mental game, and there were some things that the Europeans had an edge mentally wise. Number one, it was on their home turf. You know, I mean, and playing golf over there is not like it is playing here. We had the rain suit debacle, which, you know, that was not good. That cost us a little bit. And then we were young, too. I mean, you got a Ricky Fowler if you haven't taken a penalty for using the wrong ball. I mean, that's, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, that cost them the hole, and that's a point, you know. And you never know what that means in the scheme of things, but it just, they were just more solid than the United States was from top to bottom. And that's what the difference was. I mean, you know, it came down to one point, so, you know, it only takes one little thing for any one of the teams to have an edge, and that was just the European thing.
Alex, will Tiger get his swagger back, and will he return to dominance, even though this was an off year for him? I think most pro golfers would take that off year. What do you think about Tiger?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you're going to see him winning 5-6 tournaments. I do believe he'll contend for Jack Nicklaus's major record. Again, golf is so mental. It's going to take Tiger some time to get over the mental, you know, get this mental thing figured out with what's going on. But You look at him, he still swings the golf club better than anybody. He still hits it solider than anybody. Once he gets the mental thing in order, I think you'll see him. He will stay the number one player in the world for the next, I would say, 5 to 7 years would be my guess.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks so much. Really appreciate the partnership that we have with you. Enjoy the weekend, and go Spartans.
All right. Thanks, Tony.